Like the old man or
yeah, something. Some people say it's cold old man. They say it's a sweetheart. Honey.
And he would say, I have to ask.
Why?
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
Okay. And if he just left her, then she'd be a...
Well, she'd be a... Just, let me see what you... I don't know what you call that. But she'd be a...
Have you ever heard grass?
Grass, no. It wouldn't be grass widow, would it?
What's a grass widow?
Well, a man who left her. Well, she wouldn't have no husband.
Uh-huh.
That might be that. I don't know.
Did you ever use the expression grass widow much?
Yeah, I know you used to do that. Well, she'd just be a widower.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't have no husband.
Mm-hmm. Say, the man whose child you are is called your...
The what?
The man whose child you are.
The child?
Yeah. Well, talking about your daddy. Another name for daddy is...
You mean my dad? Well, I call him my daddy.
Uh-huh.
Somebody calls him Papa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some says my daddy.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No, there's nothing I know of.
And his wife would be your...
Mom. You mean my mother?
Mm-hmm. What'd you call her?
I call her Mama sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd say Mama or my mother, either one.
Mm-hmm. You might say your mother and your...
My mama.
Yeah, or talking about both of them, you'd say you have a mother and a...
My father.
Okay. And together, you call them your...
Mother and father.
Or your...
Parents.
Okay. What did you call your father's father?
Grandfather.
Any other names for him?
Granddaddy.
Okay. And his wife would be your...
Grandma.
Okay.
Grandmother.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
That's the baby carriage.
Okay. And you say you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and...
Work?
And what the baby?
Work carry.
Yeah, but you put him in the carriage and then you go out and...
Push him.
Okay. You say you're going to go push the baby or what?
Yeah, I could say that.
Any other expression? Roll or
roll? Roll in the horn, you call it. It ain't no difference. Either way, it'd be all right.
What's that other way?
Well, we push him or roll him.
Mm-hmm. And you might say you had a, if you had two children, you might say you had a boy and a...
A girl.
Okay. And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
Pregnant.
Did you used to use that word?
Yeah, that's what they used to say. Pregnant.
Uh-huh. It wasn't bad to talk like that?
Well, I didn't use it. Now, a lot of people might have, but I don't know. I was always bashful.
Mm-hmm.
Talk around older people, you know, than I was.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Well, I didn't ever use very much words like that. Now, I've heard a lot of people say a lot of things I don't feel ashamed of. Because I just wasn't used to things like that. And I never hear my mom and daddy say nothing, you know, like that either.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't let us know where babies come from. You know what they told us? They come out of hollow logs in the woods. And that's all I knew until I knew about growing. I'm really not telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm. That seems so.
But most people now, the young ones ain't that high. They'll tell you where the babies come from.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ugly.
What did, if people didn't say pregnant, what did they say?
I wouldn't know what
they... Anything like, say she's big or...
She's carrying a baby or something like that.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby...
Yeah, an old woman.
What would she be?
We'd call her... What do we call her? I ain't gonna tell you that's gonna left my mind. But anyway, she'd come in. What did he call her?
Did you ever hear granny or midwife?
Midwife, that's what it was. Midwife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, and same shape nose, you'd say the boy...
Taking after his daddy.
Okay. If a mother's looked after three children until they're all grown...